Rekat Sicha, lighting your own menorah.
We've spoken a few times already about Hanukkah, and now I'd like to speak about the Din of Torah, more so specifically the other things we spoke about were more of Achana. And now I'd like to talk about this Nekuda. It's Yadua that Hanukkah has to do with Torah Shebaal Peh specifically, and that's what I want to talk about. What exactly does it mean? And the truth is that the topic is a tremendous topic, because what are we talking about? Torah. And we're also talking about the Torah as it relates to the neshama of a yid. And those are the two biggest topics that you could speak about in Yiddishkeit. Why is that? Because each one of them, the Torah and the neshama, are both representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We know Yisrael v'Araisa v'Kutsh B'Rich Hu Had. Each one of them represents the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the insofius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Torah is so vast, so limitless. And the truth is that the neshama of a yid is the same way. The neshama of a yid is matim for Torah, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the neshama incredible capacity in scope and depth. And that's why it's a hard topic to talk about, but we'll have to do the best we can do. L'maisa, we have to realize that just the vastness, the greatness of these two gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. You know, every day we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Zman Shaneshama B'Kirbi Maidani. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the neshama we got. We make Brachos HaTorah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah. And we have to realize that these are two tremendous gifts. Next, we have to realize that these two gifts, these two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, are perfectly matim for each other. They're very good shidduch. Ramchal speaks about in Derech Eitz Chaim, he says a lashon that the Torah and the Neshama are shteim b'tchuna achas nivru, they're both very similar to each other. He calls it the Nefesh and the Torah ha-misakel ha-saysa, the Nefesh and the Torah which enlightens it, which gives it seichel. And that's why it's such a good shidduch, because a good shidduch is a shidduch where the two are fitting together in a way that it's good for both of them. It's good for the Torah, the Neshama is able to develop the Torah, and it's good for the Neshama. The Torah develops the neshama, and that's why it's a perfect shidduch, and that's what we're talking about. This shidduch, this mitzad us, the development of a person through Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what we want to talk about. And how, through Torah Shebaal Peh, each person can become a burning light, like a menorah. That's why I wrote the name, right? Everyone becomes their menorah, someone who can light up his own darkness, and the darkness of others as well. Okay, so let's start. So I want to start somewhere else, and then we'll get back to our topic. I first want to start just by something, a human feeling that I think everyone has. We all know that people would like to be unique in some way. Everyone wants to be an individual. No one wants to be just another face in the crowd, another number, another name on a list. We want to, you know, be somewhat individual. And because of that, you know, we'll find people in the world that will do all kinds of interesting things just to make themselves different. They'll dress funny, they'll act funny, just because they want to be individuals, they want to be unique. And the truth is that this comes from a good place, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each person as a unique person. And each person has his own job in the world. Otherwise HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have made him if he didn't have. Certainly every yid. That every yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, needs every neshama to do what it's supposed to do. And therefore, this feeling that a person wants to be unique is a good feeling. And it's a real feeling, and it's something that we need to work with and develop. The problem is that if we don't know how to develop it, so then we have this yearning to be different, and we might express it in the wrong way, and we get chapped into other things and other ways of doing it, external ways. But really, the Torah is the way that we're supposed to develop our uniqueness and our special quantity. This is the right way that a person develops his unique aspect of himself, is through his chelek in Torah. And that's, again, what I want to speak about, is how the Torah will help us to become unique individuals, that we could be proud of ourselves and feel good about ourselves, what we are as individuals. That's what the Torah has to offer us. That's very interesting that Yavon, right? Speak about the goals of Yavon. So Yavon, in the Nevuah of Daniel, so in Sefer Daniel, he speaks about the future of Klal Yisrael, and he says he sees that there are going to be four chayas that are going to come on Klal Yisrael, that are going to rule over Klal Yisrael. The third chaya that he speaks about is a nomer, a leper, right? And that, the Mefarshim say, is referring to Golos Yavon, the third Golos. Why nomer? So the Malm explains over there that Yavon was an Az nation. It was a bold nation. Like we know, Az Kanamer, that's the Midah Menamer. What's the Azus of Yavon? So it doesn't say, the Malm just says over there that the first Greek king, Alexander the Great, right? Alexandros Mukden, like Chazal call him. So he was an Az. He was a bold warrior, and he was very bold. But I think that maybe it has to do with this Nekuda that we're talking about. That Yavon Lamaisa, they were into chitzonistic development, beauty, strength. And if you're beautiful and strong, you need someone to notice you. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. And therefore, you find yourself looking for attention and trying to catch attention, going into situations, and you want people to look at you. And you become very bold and brazen. And therefore, it's not surprising that the nation that was into chitzonistic growth was also into a very chitzonistic way of showing it off. And this is all not the way the Torah wants it. That's what I'm just pointing it out, just to show you the zelum azeh, how we fought against it and how we don't go that way. But the nation of Yavon was this vart that I'm saying is a vart from Nois Desha, the Sochet Shav Rebbe, the father of the Davni Nezer. So he says this vart, that this was the Midah of Yavon, and Klal Yisrael, they took over this Midah and they developed it on the Tzad HaTov. They made this Midah of Azus, like Chazal tell us, you have to be Az Kanamer, right? So they had this Azus in a not good way. That means that they were bold, they wanted to show off, they wanted people to notice them, and it can cause all kinds of problems when a person wants people to notice them, so he goes into situations and he acts in an inappropriate way because he just wants that people should notice him. He'll dress funny, he'll do funny things in inappropriate situations. Good. That was their Midah. But Al Kaponim, the Torah gave us a way to develop it in the proper way, and that's what I want to speak about. How we can take this uniqueness and this Midah and this Ratzon that we have to be unique and develop it through Torah. Okay, so let's speak about it. First, a little bit historical information. We all know that everyone talks about Teresh Bal Peh and Chanukah. Where does Teresh Bal Peh come into Chanukah? So, historically speaking, right, so there's a famous Lashon of the Seid Olam. The Seid Olam is a brisa that speaks about the different historical things that happened in the course of history. And it says over there that at the time of Alexandros Mukden, that was the first Greek king. So the Lashon of the Seid Olam is Ad kan hayu hanaviim misnabim ruach hakodesh mikan ve'eloch hat oznecho shmat divrei chacham. What's the Seid Olam recording? It's recording that in the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, which is when the Yevanim also came into power, there was a big change in what was going on in Klal Yisrael. Until that time, Klal Yisrael had Nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated directly with Klal Yisrael. He spoke to them. They got the Torah in Har Sinai, direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. And then afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued to communicate with them through the Nevi'im, straight through the Tkufa, the Midbar, Eretz Yisrael, the first Beis HaMikdash, They were Nevi'im until the end of the Tkufa, and Anshe Knesset Gdela, Ezra, Nehemiah, they're the ones who built the second base of Mikdosh, and at that time, Nevuah ended. And the Lashon of B'sei Da'ilam is that at that time, so what happened? How are we supposed to work now? Where are we supposed to get our directive from? Now we're supposed to get it from the Chachamim. A new phenomenon in Klal Yisrael. Chachamim have the ability to understand and to be mechadish what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. That's what started in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. That was the beginning of what we call Teresh Baal Peh. Now Teresh Baal Peh has two parts to it. Teresh Baal Peh, we know, has the part of the Mesirah, the part that we were given down from our Sinai, the orally transmitted Torah, what they call. But there's also another part to it. And that's the part that gives us the ability to be mechadish, to say our own understanding, come up with Gzeiris, Takonis, Mitzvahs, one of the Mitzvahs being the Mitzvah of Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, the Mitzvah of the Rabbanon, Hal that we say on Chanukah, the whole institution of Chanukah, right? These are all the Rabbanonic enactments, and this was a Koyach that came out at that time in the Bayis Sheni. Now the Yevonim, they wanted Lashkicha Mitarasecha. They were very opposed to this. Why were they opposed to it, right? The Darshanim say that when it says Lashkicha Mitarasecha, it means Dafka Teresh Baal Peh. Why? Because you can't make someone forget Teresh B'Ksav. It's all written down. So they wanted us to forget Teresh Baal Peh because there was something that bothered us about them about Teresh Baal Peh. What was that? The Yevonim were big Chachamim. They were philosophers. They developed all kinds of intellectual thinking and ideas, philosophical ideas. What were they against? The difference between a Yavan's Chachma and a Yid's Chachma is that a Yid's Chachma is Meshubit to the Torah. We believe that we are able to connect with the Chochmas HaTorah. We don't just stam think as individuals. We don't just stam say, listen, I have a right to think. I can become a free thinker. I can think what I want and whatever I think is okay. A Yid tries to think and to understand what the Torah is telling him. The Torah Shebek Sav was written and given over to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, now take this chachma that was given to you and develop it. Try to understand it. Come up with some understanding of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach you. That's why the Yevonim said, it's very interesting. One of the gzeiros that they made, it says that they told Klal Yisrael to write Akaren Hashar, Ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. What does it mean? I'm sure you've heard just about this. What does it mean? Ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. So in other words, they said, you don't have a chelek, you're not connected with Elokei Yisrael. So they're calling it Elokei Yisrael, but they're saying you're not connected with Elokei Yisrael. What was bothering them? It didn't bother them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be called Elokei Yisrael. What bothered them was that Klal Yisrael was somehow connected with Elokei Yisrael. Where did the connection, where was it shown? Like we know, Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh, that Chazal were able to determine when Rosh Chodesh was going to be Limud Torah Shebaal Peh, that I can learn and my svar can become Torah, right? That's because we know we can take Torah. As I'll tell us in the beginning of Tehillim, it says b'sarosa yega yom b'layl. It says Teres Hashem u'b'sarosa yega yom b'layl. First it calls it Teres Hashem, and then it calls it b'sarosa, the Torah of a person. When a person takes Teres Hashem and he learns it and he understands it in his own way, so it becomes Torosa. Hashem's Torah becomes his Torah. It becomes part of him. And his understanding and his thinking and his appreciation of Torah becomes a chelik of Torah. The svara that he comes up with, the understanding that he has in a sugya, that becomes a chelik of Torah. It's not just that Chazal had this ability to machadish in Torah. Every person has an ability to understand Torah in his way. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Like we'll bring later in the Midrash, I'll speak about it in a second, but just to point out this point, this is what was going on at that Tkufa. This was the beginning of the Tkufa of Teresh Baal Peh, where Klal Yisrael was sort of disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that they had been previously connected. There was no more Nevuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them now, you can do it. You can create your own Torah. And that was what the Yevonim were fighting against. They did not want us to be able to, because they didn't want us to be, that we're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, that we could make Torah, we could connect with the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'maisa, how do I know this? That a person is supposed to develop his own Torah? So there's a ton of Belio. In Tanit Be'eliyahu Zuta, that's the second part of Tanit Be'eliyahu, it brings down a story like this. It says, Eliyahu Navi said, I was once walking, and I met a person, v'hayu by Mikra v'lahayu by Mishnah. It was someone who only learned Mikra, Torah Shebikhtav, but he didn't learn Mishnah. V'amali Rebbe, Mikra nasan lo nemar Sinai, Mishnah lo nasan lo nemar Sinai. I don't believe that the Mishnah, the Torah Shebikhtav, was given on Har Sinai. So he says back to him, no, Mikru Mishnah Shnei Mipiyah Gvura Nemru, Uma be Mikru L'Mishnah. He says, so what's the difference between Mikru and Mishnah if they're both given Har Sinai? So he says a mashal, very interesting mashal. He says, mashal me'a da v'dayim el melech bas v'dam shoy lo shnei avadim. V'ya oyevan ava g'dayil. He had two avadim that he loved greatly. V'nosan l'zeh kafchitin l'zeh kafchitin. V'lokalach me'am nosan gam ken agudash al pishtan. He gave each one a bundle of wheat and a bundle of flax, two raw materials. Hapikeach shebehem notolas hapishtan va'arg mapa. The pikeach took this flax and he made a mapa, a tablecloth. Mapa yofa v'notolas achitin va'asan soilas. He took the wheat and he made it into a flour. Ubir v'tochna v'losha v'afa. He was mevaret, he ground it, and he losh, and he baked it, and he made a bread. The sidra al shulchan, he put it down on the table, he put the tablecloth down on the table, and he put the bread on the table until the melech came. What did the tibish do? Hatibish lo asa klum. Tibish didn't do anything. When the melech came and he saw these two avadim of his, so it says, Ba'a melech l'soich b'yisei v'omlem l'shnei avadim, b'ni, haviyu le ma'ashem asatulchem. Let me see what I gave you. Echad me'em hoitzi es ha'pas, shal soilus, one brought out the bread, the other one brought out the chitin, the kupa. And it says, Eloise Busha va Eloise Cherpa. The Busha and the Cherpa of the one who didn't do anything. Ezmem Chavav Yeser, who does Hakot Shbob Mechav Yeser? Havyam is Zeshaitse a pass al Shulchan. Mapiya for Prus Olaf. Obviously, the one who developed what the king gave to him, he was more Chavav to the king. Why did I read out the details? Because it's important to hear the details over here. What's Eliyahu HaNavi teaching us? Hakot Shbob gave us a Teresh of Iksal, he gave us raw material. It's not enough just to say, yeah, I know, it says in the Pasuk like this, it says this, the Dinam like this. He wants us to develop it. That's what the Torah was given to us for. It was given to us to develop ourselves with our own understanding. And this is the beauty of, like I said, the shirch between the Torah and the Neshama. When someone develops the Torah, so really what he's doing is he's also developing himself, because he has his unique way of understanding every time a Rebbe says a shir. So different bachurim hear it differently. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Because what one understands is not the same as someone else understands. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from everyone. He wants that they should understand it in the way that they understand it. I remember once I had a Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Berman Zichron Livracha. So I was once talking to him, and I told him over something that he had said in Shir, and he said, yeah. So I said, I didn't just tell it to you the way you said it, I said it over in my words, right? So he said, okay. So I said, but you say it like, that's what you said. He said, that is what I said to you. He said, the way you understand it, that's the way I said it to you. Someone else might understand differently. I don't want you to just tell me back the words that I said. I want to hear how you understood it. That's the process of Torah. The process of Torah is every person kafi his understanding. That's the gadlus of Torah Shebaal Peh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this understanding from us. He wants to see us in the Torah. Not only is it in areas of just understanding the Torah, there's room also for innovation, for chidushim. We're learning now about the parshas of the Nesi'im bringing the Karbonis by the Chanukah HaMizbeach. The Medrash says over there that Yisachar had a special place amongst the Nesi'im, because they were the one that were Hisiyah Eitzah Rishayna. They had a first Eitzah, and because of that it says they were Zoicha to be the Mevinim, the Yadeya Bina L'Itim. They were the ones who got the Bina of Torah, the understanding of Torah. So the Medrash explains what was the Eitzah that they gave. So at the time they were trying to bring, to contribute to the Mishkan. So Yisachar said, you know what? We're building a whole Mishkan over here. We're going to have to transport the Mishkan. How are we going to do it? So we're going to have to carry it on something. So I said, you know what? Let's give agolas to the Mishkan. They came up with such an idea, and because of that, the Medrash says they were zeicha for bina l'itim. What's the pshat? The pshat is that's what a person's supposed to do. A person's supposed to think and come up and be innovative. Again, innovative within the framework of Torah, within halacha. As long as it fits within the parameters of Torah, it's okay. We can't be individuals. We can't have the azus to say, I can do what I want. That was Yavan's midah. We take this azus and we become an az kanamar. We make it into azus to Kedusha, that we're bold enough to say, I can say a pshat in Tosfos. I can be mechadish. I can be mechadish an idea in Avodas Hashem. That's what the Torah wants. I saw once a verse that reminds me of Sham Shaval Hirsch. He says, half of the Gazach, he talks about the tzitzis. He says, our tzitzis are supposed to remind us of the mitzvahs. He says that tzitzis, if you look at them, they're bound on top, knots, and, you know, tied around with a bunch of knots. And then afterwards, there's a certain part that hangs loose. He says, that's supposed to be our avodah Hashem. He says, there's a certain part of our avodah which we're bound by halacha. We have to do things the way the halacha says. He says, but then there's a certain part that hangs loose. That's everyone's individuality that he can express in his way of doing avodah Hashem. Well, I see, you have it now in the parsha in the Nesi'im as well. We're reading now the parsha of the Nesi'im. Every day the same thing. The Torah says again and again and again. They brought this, the same thing. So the Medrash says, why are we listing again and again what they brought? So the Medrash says, because even though it seems that they didn't, that they brought the same carbon, it really wasn't the same carbon, because each one had his own kavanah, his own intention. And that kavanah made it into a different carbon. And this is the difference between the way we look at individuality and the way a goy looks at individuality. A goy looks that in order to be individual, he has to have some external difference to someone else. He can't look like everyone else. And we look at it differently. We look at it that we can all be in the same yeshiva, learning the same masechta, the same sugya, going to the same shir, and afal pi kein. Everyone with his understanding, with his unique angle of seeing things, he has his Torah. He is an individual. That's the beauty of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's why everyone has their own menorah. Everyone is his own bright light, because even though we're all doing the same thing, we're all taking the same fire, we're putting it on the candle the same way, but everyone's fire is different, because everyone's chelik and Torah is different. And that's the beauty of Yiddishkeit, is that everyone could feel comfortable doing the same thing, but doing it in their own way, because the Torah not only allows for that, that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants us to develop ourselves. And that's the godless of Torah. I heard Mamsha Haftika's story. That one time, there was a Yid who came from a Choshev family, and Le'elena, we went off to Derech for a few years. And at that time, there's a Rashi Reb Shlomo Freienfeld, I'm sure many of you heard of him, Zichron Livrach, he was from the G'dayle Machzir B'tshuva. So you heard about this Yid, this boy from a Choshev family, and he knew that this boy had once written a shtickel Torah many years previously and printed it in some kuntres. So he went to this kuntres and he looked up the shtickel Torah that this boy wrote. And then he found out that this boy was going to be by a certain chasana of a friend of his who was getting married. So he went to the chasana and he met with this boy. And he goes over to him and he says to him, you know, he says, I'm in the middle of learning a sugya and something's bothering me. So the guy looked at him like he was crazy. He was fry. And he says, you want to talk to me? He says, yeah, I know you learned in yeshiva once upon a time. Maybe you could help me. He says, I'm thinking about this sugi and I just can't figure it out. So the guy, he didn't know what he wanted. So he tried to get away from it. So finally he said, you know what? He said, write me the question and we'll communicate by mail. So he wrote him this question and he wrote the question on the sugi that this boy had written on. And somehow the boy wrote back to him and he wrote back to him. And in the end day, we managed to bring him back and carry him back to Yiddishkeit. What's the pshat? The pshat is because he understood that that shtickel Torah that that boy wrote, that was him. That was his neshama that was developed through this shtickel Torah, and that's something that doesn't go away so quickly, because that became part of him. And that was his connection to Torah and his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Torah does for us. That's what our Torah does for us. That's what Torah Sheba'al Peh does for us. It gives us the ability to connect in that way, in a way that goes in deep
that no matter what happens, we don't lose it. That's the godless of Torah. And that's what the Yevanim were trying to take away from us. And that was what Klal Yisrael fought for, to be able to retain that and to keep that Torah burning alive. And that's what we have to know when we come to Yeshiva, like we keep speaking about. We have to be working on ourselves and developing in ourselves and making ourselves a kli for the Or. And this is the best way to do it, because the Torah is that tool which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to develop ourselves. That's the shidduch between Torah and the Neshama. That through Torah, we make ourselves into that burning light, into that menorah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And it's true that it's hard, so I just want to end with one Zohar, half of the Gezer, just to tell you the nature. The Zohar speaks about the nature of Torah, half of the Gezer. The Zohar is in Mishpatim, on that side, the Tesson Beis. So he says like this, the Zohar says that the Torah doesn't show itself to people all at once. The Zohar says that it's a nebuch on people who live with foolishness and they don't realize how much the Torah wants to show itself to them. And the Zohar says, a marshal, that there was once a princess who knew that there was someone out there who was connected with her and wanted to see her. He wanted to have a shidduch with the king. And so he stood and waited to see, when am I going to be able to see this princess? And he didn't see it all the time. But once in a while, he was able to catch a glimpse of the princess, and that's what kept his interest alive. So he says, this is the marshal of desire. He says, that's the way the Torah shows itself to us. To someone who doesn't appreciate the Torah doesn't show itself. So what does it mean it doesn't show itself? We have a Torah, we have Shas printed. No, there's this deep understanding of Torah. There's this internal, the pneumius of Torah, this connection. It doesn't have to be Kabbalah. This understanding that sometimes when we learn a sugya, we feel, oh, now I see, now I understand. Everyone kafi mashahu. But that's the Torah showing itself to us. The Torah is allowing us to connect with it because the Torah wants to draw us in. That's what the Zohar says. And so that's our job. Our job is to know that it doesn't happen all at once. It's not that we decide, you know what? This is good. I'm going to try and light my flame all at once. It'll happen, but it takes time. It takes determination. It takes belief that it's there. Just like this man stood outside and he knew that she was in there, and maybe I'll catch a glimpse. That's what we have to do. We have to stand outside the door. What does it mean, stand outside the door? What does it mean, lishkar al dosaisai? It means we have to be shaken to be there in every sugya, to go over it and again, knowing that there's something here inside for me to get to. Right, we have Medrashim next week, Parsha, that speaks about it, right? It says, Ishtvunas Yudlana, right? That's the way we get to Chachma, slowly but surely, little by little. And so what we have to do is we have to make sure that when we come to that glimpse and we see that light, we have to tell ourselves, you know what? The Torah is just showing me a little bit of what there is, but I have to believe that there's so much more there. And if I'll stand here and I'll persevere and I'll be shaken, I'll dalse at Torah, so then I'll get that and I'll see it. And we have to remember at the same time that everything that I see is developing myself also. So it's not just that it's good for the Torah and it's gevaldik for Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is my Torah. And so I have to be determined to find Torah and to find myself. And if I'm determined, that's what the Zohar says, then the Torah shows herself and the Torah opens itself up to us. And then we find the light and we develop ourselves and we tackle become menorahs that will burn bright for ourselves and for others. That's Lachar Avah.